Here I am to worship. Have you ever tried playing a new game? Or maybe you've seen a game on TV and you've heard the rules, but don't really know about it. The best thing to do is get out the rule book and to study them and see how you're going to play this game. Well, I want to encourage us that when it comes to worship, we may have seen something, we may have not done something. And today we're bringing out the rule book in terms of the original prescribed words that encourages us on how to worship. Today's word that I want to encourage us with is the word toda. Now, this also means to extend our hands, and it is the same root as we had yesterday with yada. But what I love about this word is it goes on to be very specific in adoration, in reverence, but specifically a thanks offering. It has all to do with thanksgiving. It first comes up in Leviticus 7 verse 12, when God is informing his people about the proper way to bring a thank offering. He says, if he presents it for thanksgiving in addition to thanksgiving sacrifice, he is to present unleavened cakes mixed with olive oil, unleavened wafer coated with oil, and well-kneaded cakes of fine flour mixed with oil. So this word is all about thanksgiving, but it is also using your body, extending your hands in this act of thanksgiving. We find it in Psalm 50 verse 14, where it says, offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving. There it is. And pay your vows to the Most High. In Hebrews 13 verse 15, it says, through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips that give thanks to his name. Here is this original word where we use our hands as a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You know, in other cultures, in other religions, if you think when they're giving a sacrifice of food, of a gift, if they go towards a king, they use their hands to present this gift. I believe that's the picture we can have today, that when we come before his throne, we use our hands, we extend them, and we offer this thanksgiving of not of what of a sin offering, but it is a thanksgiving offering of what he's done, his provision, his protection, who he is in our lives, that we can be so thankful for what he did through Jesus. So my challenge to us today is to go and offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. To say, Father, here I am. I extend my hands to you. I'm so grateful for what you've done. And begin to use your mouth and your body to thank him this morning as you choose to toda him with the original language. Go and do that today and see how blessed you feel. And it will be a blessing to your body, soul, and spirit. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.